23 to 8. It's nice to have you company here on Summer Breakfast on RSN 927. Matt Nevitt in the chair for a large part of the next couple of months. So looking forward to sharing the summer mornings with you. And I'm looking forward to the AFLW Grand Final this Sunday at Icon Park, where North Melbourne take on the Brisbane Lions. And it should be an absolute beauty. Emma King will be lining up there for North Melbourne. And she joins us here on Summer Brekkie. Morning, Emma. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, thank you. How have you enjoyed the build-up and the week so far to the Grand Final?
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting week to be a part of. The girls are pumped. We're just trying to control our emotions because it's going to be a long week. But, very, very excited for Sunday to come.
Has it felt different, like, you know, with logistics of everything this week? Have you done things differently?
Mostly not really. I think in terms of our training schedule, everything stayed the same and we've tried to keep it level-headed. But it's just a very exciting time to be at the club. So all the admin, all the men's program and the senior exec board are just really excited. So they've got around and they've been showing their support all week. So that's just a really good time to be at the club.
I know Liam Shields, who's a three-time premiership player, obviously, at the Hawks, came in and spoke to the group through this week. What were some of the messages that Liam passed on?
Yeah, it was just a good insight to how the week pans out. And one of the things he mentioned is, like I said before, is just how to control those emotions because you don't want to show up on Sunday exhausted from being excited all week. So just one of those of how to manage that, get the logistics out of the way so it just comes down to playing footy on Sunday. And then another one I thought was nice was just saying some other ways to communicate to each other because it gets quite loud out there. Obviously, we're not playing in front of 100,000, but it's going to be a sellout crowd at Icon, which is more than double what was there last weekend. And most of us thought last weekend was quite loud. So, just a couple of little tips to hopefully get us, you know, inches closer to getting over the line.
We've actually got a little bit of audio of this. Let's have a listen to what Liam Shields had to say to the group during the week.
I heard one of you speak after the game about being reliable and not remarkable. That was a little bit of a theme for us Hawks when we went through the three-peat as well. And that wasn't just for myself. That was for the Luke Hodge, the Sam Mitchell, our star players. Their focus was just getting their role done for the side because in big games of footy, that's essentially what gets you the win is if you're able to do the basics well and you're able to get your role done for the side collectively, that's what wins games of footy. And you girls have shown that throughout the season. That's why you're in the position you are now, and you've shown that throughout the finals campaign. So you don't have to do anything different on the weekend. No one needs to be a hero and have 30 touches and kick three. It might happen and might be your day and well done, but if everyone just gets their role done for the side, you'll get the job done.
It's an interesting point that he makes as well, especially having watched you guys throughout the finals campaign so far. It has been, the large part, really strong team performances across the board.
Yeah, it's something we're have a huge focus on. One of the things that we pride ourselves on, and it's held us in good stead in the last two finals. So we'll definitely be taking it into Sunday.
So 13,000 fans at Icon Park on Sunday. How many tickets does that mean every player gets to dish out to family members and friends?
Not as much as you'd hope, I think. but lucky everyone's on board and really supportive. So they're trying to get as much as possible for everyone. And if you're not using your tickets, you're spreading them out. So or your friends are really good at getting on board within that 3 hours before it's sold out.
I know a couple of years ago during the COVID years, there was that season which was unfortunately abandoned and North Melbourne were right in line to potentially take out that season. Is there any feeling amongst the group that the group feels like they need to get one back on that COVID year, or is there any talk at all around that, or is it completely focused on what you've done this year and looking ahead to this weekend?
No, definitely focused on the year. Year and this weekend specifically. It's a whole different group. Obviously, some core players still there, but we're taking it each season as it comes. And, we're just really focused on the group that we have and what we can bring on Sunday.
How's your eye? I know you're carrying an eye injury into the grand final, which is slightly unusual. Is everything all good there? Are you going to be able to see everything on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a drama queen. I've got a bit of a backward elbow in the back of the eye, so she'll be right.
Okay, just a little shiner there on Sunday. What's the game day routine look like for you on Sunday? What does the build up on the day look like for you, Emma?
Yeah, keep it nice and simple. Pretty chilled the next couple of days. Probably same into Sunday. So just have a coffee on the back little deck, then take my dog for a walk, probably pace a few steps around outside just to tick the legs over a bit more. But just try and keep calm. And then, probably head into the game a bit early because once I'm there, I can start switching on.
Well, Emma, we wish you all the best. Hopefully you're there early and you're staying nice and late celebrating an AFLW Grand Final victory on Sunday night. We wish you all the best and look forward to a great contest there over the weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.